January and February 2004 were good times for U.S. military intelligence, recalled one senior officer. We were rolling up the Baathists, he said. We had them on their heels in Diyala and Al-Anbar, the provinces flanking Baghdad on the east and west. At one point, some 500 insurgent fighters petitioned for amnesty, he said. This might have been the moment for a political opening to the Sunnis, capitalizing on the stunning capture by reaching out to wavering enemies, said an army intelligence officer who was based in Anbar at the time. I think we missed an incredible opportunity to bring the Sunnis into the fold during that December-January time frame, he said. A lot of infrastructure spending and a push to reach out to religious and tribal leaders could potentially have changed the course of the war. But neither the CPA nor the Bush administration was inclined to offer reprieves, recalled the first officer. That was the great missed opportunity, he said with palpable regret. At the time, Sanchez was hearing reassuring reports from subordinate commanders. The number of attacks appeared to be dwindling. The 4th ID's Major General Odierno contended that the back of insurgency was broken. The former regime elements we have been combating have been brought to their knees, he told reporters. Capturing Saddam was a major operational and psychological defeat for the enemy. But even at the time of the capture, there were indications that the ultimate payoff wouldn't be as good as commanders hoped. That was a very unpopular event in Al-Anbar province, recalled Keith Mines. They didn't like to see the whole thing of checking his teeth on TV. They thought he should be handled with dignity. He emphasized this in his weekly update to Bremer, recording that he was seeing outrage at how Iraq's former leader had been publicly humiliated. Nor did the display of Saddam play well in other parts of the Arab world. No Arab and no Muslim will ever forget these images. They touched something very, very deep, a Moroccan journalist named Khalid Jamai told Reuters, the news service. It was disgraceful to publish those pictures. It goes against human dignity to present him like a gorilla that has come out of the forest with someone checking his head for lice. Ultimately, the capture of Saddam would prove to be the prelude to a new, more determined phase of the war. It is possible that removing Saddam from the equation made it easier for some of the Iraqis who hated Saddam, but also disliked the Americans, to support the insurgency. We are not fighting for Saddam, Ahmed Jassim, a religious student in Fallujah, said around this time. We are fighting for our country, for our honor, for Islam. We are not doing this for Saddam. Back in Washington, frustration with Bremer was growing. He ignored my suggestions, recalled Wolfowitz. He ignored Rumsfeld's suggestions. One day late in 2003, while sailing in the Mediterranean, Larry Ellison, founder and chief executive of Oracle, the big software company, received a phone call from the Pentagon. Can we borrow General Kellogg, who had retired from the joint staff and gone to work for the software giant? Sure, Ellison replied. The CPA was limping, staffed at 54% of its estimated requirement, and Kellogg remembered many of those were young, inexperienced, and didn't speak the language. He went out to try to fix things, and especially to repair a relationship with the U.S. military that had turned adversarial.